You're listening to a Narnia News in a Nutshell edition of the Narnia Web Podcast. Hello everyone, I hope you're all doing well. I've been pretty busy lately with Narnia stuff and actually was in a Narnia play. For those of you listening to the enhanced podcast, I'll slip a picture of me as Aslan from the play in amongst the other photos. It will be very brief, and I'm not going to tell you where it is. So if you want to see it, look closely, and in other words, blink and you'll miss it. And just to let you know, I will be gone in Europe for a few weeks in June, so if some breaking news like Andrew Adamson casting his dog as Truffle Hunter comes up, you won't wonder why there isn't a podcast about it right off the bat. We've got some pretty cool news for you today, but first I should make you all aware of some coming changes. When this podcast first began, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe was still in theaters and Prince Caspian had just been announced. As you may have noticed in the last podcast, news articles about the first film are becoming few and far between, so I'm going to bunch all the news together for a while. And now, let's get started with Narnia News in a Nutshell, Episode 6. In the Wardrobe DVD is now the top-selling DVD for 2006. Bob Chapek, president of Buena Vista Home Entertainment, announced that The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe was released on April 5th and has sold over 11 million units en route to claiming this year's top DVD spot. And remember in podcast episode 2 or 3, I think it was, the Saturn Awards nominated The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe for 8 awards. Well, it has just won 2. E.C. Musenden and Howard Berger won awards again for costumes and makeup, so congratulations to them. And from justaguyinhollywood.com, there is a version of the script that is allegedly an early draft from when the movie was called The Hundred Year Winter and is dated December 3rd, 2003. It's pretty interesting and seems to correspond fairly well to what Adamson has said in the commentaries about the early drafts of the script, so it's probably authentic. Also, Pishon got to interview Patrick Kake, the actor for Aureus, at the Supernova Pop Culture Expo, and here's an excerpt.
Actually, there was one day where Shane Runge was supposed to take out Peter's unicorn, who played the Martin. He found out at the end of the day that it had already been shot, and that Guinevere fired an arrow when Shane was supposed to throw the axe at him. So Shane wasn't even told that that scene had been taken off him and given to Karen Sharp.
As you can tell, the quality isn't top-notch, but it is more helpful to watch the video over at narniaweb.com, simply because it's easier to understand what he's saying when you can see his lips moving. And as for the C.S. Lewis conference in Australia, Narnia Web moderators Doobie and Coracle have a couple of reports up, so be sure to check those out. They're very cool and pretty in-depth. They interview a bunch of the crew who are coming back on the second film, Prince Caspian, and they talk about different issues that are coming up there. And it's a blast. They've also got some pretty cool pictures. So put that at the top of your list to check out. I also thought I should put in here, some people might be interested in knowing that the BBC Jane Eyre production, starring Georgie Henley as the young Jane, is currently being filmed. I'm not exactly sure when it will be released, but I'm sure that NarniaWeb.com will have info on it. And on the issue of merchandise, Mike Parker, reporting for CBS, says that McDonald's is soon ending their relationship with Disney, which means that there will be no Prince Caspian Happy Meal toys. Well, that's somewhat disappointing, but I was getting tired of the cheeseburger meals anyway, so change is good. And this is just really cool. Earlier this month, NarniaWeb posted that a couple of items from the set of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe went on sale on eBay. Those items were a tent and some table settings from the Beaver's house. The tent sold for $1,125, and the table settings from the Beaver's house sold for $510. And you thought you were a fan because you bought a NarniaWeb t-shirt. And now, the biggest news so far concerning Prince Caspian is twofold. First, Pippa Hall, the casting director who is instrumental in casting the four Pevensey actors for the first film, is now back on board for Prince Caspian officially. However, there is no word yet on the actor for Caspian, and she will not start casting until this fall. And related to this news is the fact that Prince Caspian has been bumped from a Christmas 2007 release to a summer 2008 release. There are a few reasons for this. First of all, it is very likely that Prince Caspian will have more special effects shots than The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, and will thus require more post-production time. For one thing, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe had one battle, while Prince Caspian has several battles mentioned in the text. For another thing, Adamson hasn't quite finished on the script yet, so it's unlikely that filming can start anytime soon. That pretty much concludes the news we have for now, but before we go, a real quick note here about contests. First, Disney is hosting a contest to win a full-sized replica wardrobe just like the one in the movie. You can go to www.narniasweeps.com to enter, and the deadline is later this December. And NarniaWeb.com is giving away 5 copies of Passport to Narnia. Head on over there to enter your email address to try and win. And another thing here, Halrandir suggested to me, Halrandir, I'm not sure how you pronounce your name, but I'm using the way that Tolkien would have pronounced it if it was in Elvish, so that's how I'm going to pronounce it until further notice. Halrandir suggested to me that I add a note on the podcast about interesting forum discussions that have caught my eye, so I'm going to start that. One that was of particular interest to me was one that I started. I was watching the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe movie, and I noticed that during the battle, there's a centaur that rears up and makes a horse whinny. Just didn't seem right to me, so I started a thread about it. My argument was that a centaur wouldn't make a whinny because it was a human's head and torso and a horse's body. So, it wouldn't make a horse whinny. It's just how a talking donkey wouldn't make a human laugh. It would make kind of a donkeyish laugh. The scene where this happens is where the White Witch blasts through the Phoenix Wall of Fire. And here's a sound clip so you can kind of get an idea of what I'm talking about. Anyways, head on over to the forums for the debate. The thread is in the general discussion forum and is called A Big Sound Effect Goof Up? It's fairly old, as in a couple weeks old, so you may have to dig down to the fourth page or so to find it. Other threads that have been interesting to me are the Prince Caspian News thread, where we talk about news concerning Prince Caspian, and the Who Should Play Glumpuddle thread in the casting discussion forum. There's been a lot of people there suggesting that Johnny Depp should play Glumpuddle, so... oh, sorry, Puddleglum. Was I saying Glumpuddle all this time? Doggone it, Glumpuddle, you've gotten me into a bad habit. I'm gonna get you for this. Somehow, some way, I'll seek revenge over the waves of cyberspace. But that pretty much wraps up this episode. As always, if you have any input or suggestions, please email them to me at... Yes, I've changed the email address again. Rillian@narniaweb.com. And now I'm off to Europe. Hopefully not too much news will come out while I'm gone. So tune in next time to hear Rillian with the latest Narnia film news from narniaweb.com and with a somewhat Scottish accent after returning from Edinburgh.